Boker Tov.
In the review of Parashat Vayishlach, the Torah describes to us how Yaakov returns to Eretz Yisrael after meeting Esav and his merry band. And it says in the Psukim, V'Yaakov nasa sukota ve'ivin lo bayit. Ulemikneu asa sukot, alken kra shem makom sukot. The Torah describes to us how, after meeting Esav, Yaakov builds a house, vayivin lo bayit. Why is this important? I think it's important because of the next psukim that tell us what Yaakov did when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Vayavo Yaakov shalem ir shchem asher be'eretz Kenan, vayichan pnei ha'ir. ויקן את חלקת השדה ויצב שם מזבח ויקרא לו אל אלוהי ישראל. Yaakov comes back to Eretz Israel. He builds a house. But where does he build this house? In Shechem. What else does he build? Does he do in Shechem? He buys a field where he builds his house. And he builds a mizbeach. ויקרא לו אל אלוהי ישראל. Now, if you think about it, this is not the first time that someone is walking into Shechem and building a Mizbeach. Who is the person that did this before? Avram. If we go back to Parashat Lech Lecha, when Avram enters Eretz Yisrael, it tells us, Vayavor Avram ba'aretz ad mekom Shechem, ad elon moreh. Yaakov's not the first one coming to Shechem. Avram Avinu also entered Eretz Yisrael in Shechem. It's no coincidence. It is clear that Yaakov is trying to imitate the Knisa, the entrance of Avram Avinu to Eretz Yisrael, and he's entering the same place, and he's not only physically coming to the same place, but he's also building a Mizbeach like Avram. Also Avram, it says, Vayivin Shem Mizbeach LaShem Anireh Alav, and so is Yaakov building a Mizbeach. So it's no coincidence that Dafka Mekom Shechem is where Avram enters Eretz Yisrael first. So Yaakov enters Eretz Yisrael first, and it'll also be the first place where Am Yisrael is going to enter Eretz Yisrael first. And we're also going to build a Mizbeach there, as it says in Sefer Yehoshua. We're going to build a Matzeva, Avanim. However, there is a major difference between Yaakov and Avraham. While Avraham, it tells us that when Avraham enters Eretz Yisrael, it says, Vayet Oholo. While it says by Avram, when he enters Eretz Yisrael, he builds a ohel. What's an ohel? A tent. With Yaakov, it says, Vayivin lo bayit. And Chazal pick up on this, and the Gemara in Pesachim, the Gemara tells us that while each of the avot is somehow associated with some other location, Avram with a mountain, Yitzchak with a field, Chazal tell us that Yaakov is associated with a bayit. Avram built a tent. A tent, as we know, is a symbol of a house, which is very temporary. Yaakov, when he was a young boy, was an Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov also, in his youth, was associated with the Ohel. But now Yaakov, as he comes back to Eretz Yisrael with a family, he decides to build his house. But there's one more comparison between Avram and Yaakov. If you remember, Avram at the end of his days decides to buy a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And what chelik is that? Mat Machpelah, a cemetery. However, with Yaakov, he doesn't wait to the end of his life, but rather the first thing that he does when he enters Eretz Yisrael is he buys land in Eretz Yisrael. It's mamash, as I said before, these psukim are not just a coincidence that Yaakov comes to Shechem, that he builds a house, that he builds a mizbeach, and he buys land of Eretz Yisrael. He's repeating the life of Avraham, but with small differences that are major differences. He builds a house, and he buys a plot in Eretz Yisrael, not necessarily to commemorate the death of his wife, not at the end of his day, but rather his first act while he builds a Mizbeach is to buy a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael. And Chazal and the Mefarshim sees it as a statement of Yaakov's attempt to settle the land of Israel immediately in the beginning, and to build his house, not a tent, but to build a house in Eretz Yisrael. Today, in Yeshiva, we are commemorating the yahrzeit of one of our students' father, Yonatan Bolag. Some of you know him from Switzerland. His father, Philip Bolag, Akiva ben Itanel, the Gittel, today, 8 years ago, passed away. And today we are dedicating the learning of Torah in his memory. Yonatan's father, Claudia's husband, who the yeshiva has a relationship with and very close to, Philip was born in Zurich, and he grew up in Zurich, and he worked there in the bank and in finance. However, what's special about the life of Philip Bolag, I think it is a special connection that he had to Am Yisrael in many, many different ways. Throughout his life, he was committed and attached to the Jewish community. For example, he used to go to Russia, visit the Refuseniks. Some of you may not know, some of you may be too young to remember a period in Jewish history, which is not that far away, which is not long away, not so long ago, where many Jews lived under the Russian curtain and could not celebrate and live their Jewish life the way they were supposed to. And many of them used to live hidden, and they used to keep mitzvot and whatever they did under really harsh conditions. And many Jews who had a Western passport were able to visit them. And Philip Bolag was one of those Jews who went many times to Russia to help the Refuseniks. He's also involved in Kashrus in Switzerland, worked with the community. And I think that the testimony for this is his house, his bayit that he created. His wife and his son are still till today involved in the Jewish community, in learning Torah, in Bnei Akiva, in all different aspects of the Jewish community. Those who know Yonatan and know Claudia know how much they are involved in the community. His connection to Eretz Yisrael was very strong. He wanted to, unfortunately wasn't able to, but his wishes were to make Aliyah and come to Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, he became very sick and was sick for many, many years until he died 8 years ago. Yehi Zichro Baruch, and the Torah that we're learning today is in his memory. Bokeh Tov.